This is the BBC Home Service.
The Spectre of Tintagel.
Tintagel, Tintagel, Tintagel.
Sometimes on a stilly night from misty summer seas, there comes a riding clean and white, two knights on palfreys. Avoid you then that haunted dell that skirts the rocks of Tintagel.
My name is... Now you laugh. But the fact is, I was christened King Arthur Seagoon. You see, my parents were illiterate, but they had a round table. This led me to believe that I might be descended from Malory's Mort d'Arthur.
And what did you do about it, Mr. King Arthur Seagoon?
Do, young Wallace. In the bleak autumn of 1946, I made my way to the country of the Arthurian legend...
Two points, please. Oh, thank you, small Gina.
Why, there be ghost in there, they say.
Tell me more, cherry-nosed Cornishman.
Ah, they do say as how at midnight you hears them.
Dozen?
When I was a boy, I remember...
Yes.
I can remember. My mind's gone dry.
Two pints, please, landlord.
It's coming back to me now. That's right. There's an haunted manor near Tintagel. They do say King Arthur buried his treasure there.
Buried his treasure?
And when the moon is full, they do say as how the spectre walks and plays strange music. And if you hear that tune three times, you dies. Good health, sir.
Mazel tov. After thorough investigations, I discovered the spectre-haunted Tintagel Manor, allegedly built at the site of Sir Galahad's hunting lodge. Eventually, I found the house agents, too, in a cave at the bottom of Dead Man's Cliff.
Oh, yo. I must go down to the sea again. To wash my dirty socks. And all I ask is a bar of soap.
Good morning, my reeking French Lascar. But did you sleep well?
No. But 3 o'clock this morning, I had to get out of bed.
No?
I was shivering wet.
Oh, and how was that, sonny?
The tide came in.
Uninvited? Damned impertinence. Take a letter to the editor of the Times. Wait till I've written it, will you?
All right.
Let me see. Dear sir, I must complain about the abnormally high tides in Cornwall. Is this a record? Sign it Liberace, then they'll print it.
Right.
Now, what's for breakfast this evening?
This steaming debris fresco.
Oh.
Here, taste it. A dish fit for a king, yes?
Only if he's abdicated.
What? I'll see who it is.
I'm sorry for bursting in like this.
Come in, sir. Come in. Excuse the mess. We've got the sea in.
What a splendid cure for mal de mer.
Isn't it? Who is that who came in with you?
The Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, yeah. It's the equinox, you know.
Of course. Tell me, are you the agent for Tintagel Manor?
You want to rent it?
Yes.
Shh, Moriarty, you fool. Have you a car?
Yes.
We'll drive you there. Off we go.
Pardon mon ignorance, mon ami, but what type of car is this?
It's one of Lee's new carriageless horses.
Ah, the wonders of the steam, eh?
Whoa! No! Moriarty, dismount and put a brick under the horse.
Isn't that dangerous?
So this is Tintagel Manor.
Yes.
How much is the rent for, say, a month?
Open your wallet. Seagoon, how remarkable. You brought the exact amount. Moriarty, count this lot and see how much there is, will you?
One. Two. Three. Four. Five.
£2 and worth every penny of it.
Exactly. Now, how do I get in?
Here's a ladder.
Ladder? I want the keys.
There's no keys to this ladder. It's already open.
Ah! The wonders of the steam age!
And here's another wonder of the steam age, Max Galbraith.
Don't leave me!
The Spectre of Tintagel, Part 2. Placing a ladder up against the door of Tintagel Manor, Mr. King Arthur Seagoon climbed up and rang the bell.
Did you toll, sir?
Yes. My mama didn't tell me. My mama didn't tell me.
I have no wish to know that, sir.
I am King Arthur Seagoon, the new tenant.
Curses. So they let the old manor at last. I'll see his stay is short and brief.
Finished?
Yes.
Right. Please carry in my brown paper luggage.
I'm sorry, sir. I won't go back into that house. The sun's gone in.
But surely there's room for you both.
No, sir. After dark, I'd rather go home to Mother. You see, sir, in Tintagel Manor, there's something
nasty in the woodshed.
Who did it?
I think, sir, I think the phantom struck again. If you're wise, sir, you leave this place at once. Otherwise, you'll hear the ghastly music. Good night. Mind the doors.
Gad, they're on late. Beware the music. Of course, the music. What did that old Cornishman say?
Right, that if you hear the music three times, you die. Good out.
Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
And thank you for going. Well, I'd better get inside.
Let the fool go in. He won't be there in the morning.
O'clock. The witching hour. I must prepare my equipment with which I hope to record the voices of long dead knights, which will give me a clue as to my direct descent from King Mort d'Arthur. Now let me check the equipment and stores. One quan of thins, a spin of blats, a plan of quads, a thinner of mongers, a third of nervous.
And so he settled down for the night.
This kipping on the floor. What's this label round his neck say? I am the new tenant here. Oh, are you, mate? What's this second label say? Yes, I am. Well, I'll just tie this label saying, wake up, mate, round his neck.
Good heavens. Look at the label on my watch. It says 8:30. What does your label say?
8:50.
Your label's slow.
I'm William the gardener, mate.
Well, go and grow me a breakfast.
Oh, right, mate.
I bring along a smile and a song for everyone.
You! Still here?
Didn't you hear anything during the night?
No, I fell into a heavy trance, 6 feet deep.
Didn't you hear the dying screams of a Zulu caught in the clutches of a man-eating Matabele iguana plant?
No.
But didn't you see me, whitened up with brass axe and a false head, screaming?
Come to think of it, no.
Curses. At least you must have heard the agonized moans of Sabrina being passed through an electric sausage machine.
I'd have heard that.
A pox on it. To think I paid Peter Kavanagh a fortune in halfpennies, not all he could drink from the tap, for those impressions.
Never mind. Tonight I shall stay awake and track down the specter of Tintagel.
I'm afraid that is impossible, sir. A ghost only plays when it's daytime in Australia and Wednesday over here.
This ghost has a map and a calendar. I must contact him.
I admire your vacuity, sir. Now, if you'll pardon me, I'll go and prepare your demise.
Thank you. Please leave it in the oven. Tonight, for sure, I'll lay this ghost. E'en now my gallant squire hastens hencewards to assist me. But, what are these blackened twigs approaching?
They are my legs, my captain. Yes, it is I, Blindbottles. All ready for the game. Moves right, transfers quarter of jelly babies from pocket to gob.
Good lad. Now listen, we must lie in wait behind the arras.
Yeah, be careful, my captain, because I read it in Hamlet that Polonius was stabbed through the arras.
Here's an orange.
Oh, ta, Captain. I like oranges, Captain.
Shh! Keep quiet.
Why are you keeping me quiet, my Captain?
Shh!
Captain, why have you turned the light off?
Shh!
Don't shush me, my Captain. I don't like eating oranges in the dark.
Well, don't eat it.
And I don't not like oranges eating in the dark.
Well, what do you like doing in the dark? Yes, but there's no time for that now. It'll be here any moment.
I'll be here any moment.
The Spectre of Tintagel.
The Inspector of Tintagel? Is he on nights then?
No. The Spectre is a ghost.
Ghost, Captain?
Yes. He's due here at 1 o'clock.
Can I go home now, Captain? I left the cat running in the sink.
Listen, it's ghostly music.
I don't like it, Captain. It's not on the hip range.
Hist! A melody not heard for 1,000, nay, 2,000 years. Spectre of Tintagel. If I can meet him, perhaps I can learn the secret of my lineage. But hold! What did the old Cornishman say?
If you hear that ghostly music 3 times, you die. Good now.
Gad, the wonders of the steam age!
What is the wonder of the steam age, Captain?
Steam.
Does it work?
On the same principle as a boiling kettle. Let me demonstrate. Fill your mouth with water.
Sip.
Now, put this whistle between your lips. Good. Now, sit over this candle. And wait. But hist, here is no ghostly music.
Okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say. It's just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? Anything you say I'll do, as long as it's me and you. But the first thing in the morning, you gotta wake me with a kiss. You gotta make up for all that loving you have made me miss. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win. Baby, what can I do? Anything you do, I'll say. It's just got to be that way. Say. you. Just love me like I love you. Won't be hard to do. All right. Okay. You win. What are you waiting for? Well, all right. Okay. You win. Baby, one thing more. If I'm gonna be your man, pretty baby, let me take your hand. Well, all right. Okay. You win. Yes, all right. Okay. You win. If I'm gonna be your man, baby, let me take you by the hand.
It is Roy Ellington. I recognize the applause. The spectral music again, and for the second time! It appears to be coming from outside. Gad, it's dark out here. It must be nighttime. What did that long streak say?
I said the ghost only plays when it's daytime in Australia and Wednesday over here.
You! What are you doing here? And I say, why are you taking my hat off?
Only a rose.
Why are you parting my hair in the middle?
Fading as a rose.
I say, why are you choking a cross to my head? Why are you raising that iron girder and sighting it towards my nut? Why are you...
Oh, you nutted him, mate.
Yes, there he lies, in the corner of some foreign suit that is forever England.
Come on, let's go in, Mr. Valentine. It's nearly 2 o'clock and the mist coming up on the moor.
Yes, I'll put a light in the window and a pound in the till to guide the master safely back home.
Hide me.
Master, welcome home. Willem, lay out the final demand notices.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Yes, sir. How did you find your way in this mist?
I followed the arrows on my suit. Quick, burn it. I wouldn't like the dogs to get my scent.
I wouldn't like anyone to get your scent, sir.
You're not my best friend. Don't you realize I've been past Najafree. By the way, what was that lump lying in the garden?
That, sir, was a Mr. King Arthur Seagull.
Oh.
He took a lease on the house and we couldn't get rid of him. He'll be unconscious for hours.
Lucky devil. Now, let's dig up the loot and then scarper.
Meanwhile, at great expense, we are placing a microphone by an inert lump in the garden.
What hit me? Struck down on the old Welsh nut from behind in my prime. Ooh! Ooh! Listen! The spectre of Tintagel again! But hist! See! The spectre draweth nigh from out yon bushes! Hold, oh, no long departed minstrel! Speak!
Oh, hello!
Oh. Spectre, aid me.
Oh.
Sire, I seek to prove that I'm descended from King Arthur.
Good luck.
Wait.
Wait.
I recognize your voice.
You recognize my voice.
You're the famous Eccles.
I'm the famous Eccles.
Shut up.
Shut up, Eccles.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Eccles.
Wait a minute. Who put you up to this false type haunting?
That false type, Mr. Valentine Doyle.
Valentine Doyle, eh?
$300 golden cups. And 100 silver goblets. Yes, it's all here. The entire regimental plate of the 2nd Poona Horse.
Splendid. Somebody run out and tell Eccles to stop playing that fake ghost music.
I'm in here.
Then that must be the real specter of Tintagel.
Run for it!
That taught the devil a lesson. I'm glad now I learned the violin, even if it did take me all afternoon. Great sprouting funds. What's this? Golden platters. This must be the lost treasure of Tintagel, revealed to me as a sign that I am the direct descendant of King Arthur.
3 months at the Palladium and he thinks he's the King of England.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Inspector.
Are you the owner of this manor?
That is correct.
I see. Then perhaps you could explain this gold plate here.
Certainly. It's mine.
The stolen regimental plate of the 2nd Poona Horse is yours?
Yes. By royal prerogative.
Royal prerogative. I see. What did you say your name was, sir?
King Arthur.
King Arthur?
That's right, yes.
Well, you better come with me, Your Majesty. There's a plain van outside that all our King Arthurs and 3 Napoleons have ridden in.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Of course, this means the end of the House of Windsor, of course.
Yes.
Prince Philip will have to go in.
You come with me, Your Majesty. It'll all be all right in a moment. You just come outside.
I think I'll make you Prime Minister. You've got the right bill, you know.
That's very kind of you, Your Majesty.
Well, you fancy Ireland? Wales is doing that at the moment.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, Valentine Dial, with the Railington Quartet, Max Geldre, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.